Hello, and welcome to another episode of Mike M's Weekly Reads. This is a Sunday, an unusual day to be recording, but it's Father's Day, and all of my people I'm recording with are off on Father's Day celebrating with their kids. So I am going to record today. Friday, I couldn't because even though I got out of work early, I didn't want to be off work early because I had so much to do. But we had the sprinkler guy come, and that thing turned from a 4-hour job to a 10-hour job. So $3,500 later, we have working sprinklers. But yeah, I have only a few issues from back issue purchases this week, or that I want to talk about. We have, my brother gave me a little Lotta, which is 118, and a Harvey Collector's Comics number one. This one's pretty beat up, but it's there. I think I might have talked about those two in the last episode. I have a really nice copy. These were a Twitter auctions. So I got a Son of Tomahawk 135. It has a Joe Kubert cover, and there's a character there that say, "It's Gold Hawk, Gold. Let go of me." And then there's like a spirit in the background. Very unusual cover. I haven't read much Tomahawk. If it wasn't for Crisis on Infinite Earths and some of the other stuff, I wouldn't even know this guy exists. But I have maybe one or two comics with Tomahawk in it. This one, I got another copy of Uncanny X-Men and the New Teen Titans. The reason I got this is it was a nice copy, and the copy I have is pretty bad. I bought it when it came out, and I got it at a 7-Eleven, and the staples weren't totally intact on one side, on the top, and then the bottom side it was intact, but it looked like 10 or 15 people had read it off the rack. And I've had that copy since. I would say it's a VG, but it has been pretty manhandled. So I got a nice copy of it. And I have a Journey into Mystery from Marvel Comics. This is the second volume, number one and two. This is monster related, I guess, when they try to bring back monster titles. The one thing that DC, I think, succeeded more than Marvel is their horror line and their war comics line. I don't think Marvel could touch them. Maybe even the romance comics. I think DC had a upside to them that Marvel couldn't get a hold of, but this is the second volume of Journey into Mystery. The first volume obviously introduced Thor. These are cool covers. I do like them. And I have been getting a lot of Marvel horror lately. I got a Kickstarter in the mail, Private Dance number 2. Looking forward to that because number 1 was really good. And 3 copies of Web of Spider-Man. I'm very close to finishing this run. 63, which is a Fearful Punishment. I wonder if it has Punisher in it. Sure looks like it has a Punisher logo in the background. It has, "I killed your brother, then your husband. Now it's your turn to die." And it looks like it has what is that guy's name? Rickety Rack, or that new Spider-Man character. It looks like him, but it's Spider-Man with teeth. Very unusual. Don't know what's going on here. And they're inside a cemetery, and Spider-Man's over standing on a couple of tombstones and terrorizing some woman in the foreground. 69 has Hulk saying Hulk smash. Let's see how tough Spidey's without his cosmic powers. Clobbered in Connecticut. And then Web of Spider-Man, number 73, part 1 of 4. It says summer surprise romance. It looks like Aunt May's having a summer surprise romance. Special surprise villains, the Headmen. Those are very unusual characters that you would see in Defenders. You'd see them in She-Hulk by John Byrne. And then it says special surprise cover inker, special surprise guest star, the Torch, as the Headmen, and Spider-Man and the Torch are fighting the Headmen. It says plus a special surprise guest appearance of the Uncanny X-Men, plus a few special surprise cameo appearances. Sounds like a lot is going on in that issue of Web of Spider-Man. I have no questions for this week. I probably could make some up, but I thought I'd go back to the well of the previews, The Death of Superman from 1992, and take off where I left off. I believe it was the F's. You know what's amazing is there was a lot of comics coming back out in the 90s, but there's still more today. And that's after back here, Marvel, DC, and Image were in the same catalog. And now Diamond Previews is bigger and there's no Marvel and DC. So what have you? It's kind of strange. So let's see where we left off the last time. I think it was the F's. I think I left off with Fleet Fantagraphics. So we got a company called Fathom Press. It seems like they're doing Codename Heavy Metal Volume A. I don't even know what that is. It's for mature readers, black and white, and there's a tour edition. A two-part story introduces readers to explosive action and intensive exploits of America's one-man anti-terrorist attack force, Codename Heavy Metal. Enhanced with cyberbionic implants and a bad attitude, this guy means business, and his business is mayhem. We have Razor. That's from Heartso, so I'm still buying Heartso and Kickstarter, so well aware of that. Razor, Angel, and Black. I don't think I have this one. I got into Razor, but I don't have them all for sure. Razor, Angel, and Black. Let's see if I have any of these. The answer is no. It says the publisher here is House of. Oh wait, that can't be. That can't be that. Wonder. There's one from 2015 that's titled that. So this must have in the indices something different. Or maybe it's just Razor proper. There's so much Razor, it'll be impossible to actually find, I think. London Knight Studios. London Knight. Maybe it was just in this one. The Razor. No, it's not that one. London Knight from 1992. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe this was one that falls under, never published, and came in a Kickstarter many years later. And there's a Razor Beautiful But Dangerous Portfolio, and I can't find that in my database either, so here we go. We got Felix Comics Incorporated. This is a Felix the Cat, number two. We got Fleetway Quality. I do have a lot of these, but I don't think I have these particular issues. Maybe the Dread Rolls. There was a 2000 AD Showcase number 8 featuring Sam Slade Robo Hunter, so I know who that is. And we have a 666, The Mark of the Beast number 9 by Peter Milligan and John Higgins. We have Dare the Impossible. This is, I wonder if this is Dan Dare. Dare regains his memory, an old ally, and the power to finally destroy the evil Mechon. But will the ultimate power of Etzer Nicomelius corrupt Dare? We have Harlem Heroes number 2 by Fleschner and Dillon. Judge Dredd Classics number 73 by Wagner and Kennedy. Judge Dredd Rules. Before Beisley made his Lobo kick Nick's butt, he and Wagner and Grant had Judge whip up a little Yuletide cheer in Killing Santa Claus. But wait, here's a few more Yuletide stocking stuffers. Litter Spuggy's Christmas by Wagner and Bike Balky. Christmas is Canceled by Miller and Ewins. And Auld Acquaintance by Wagner and Kennedy, deluxe format, $2.95. So I don't think I have that. I don't think I have much of these, so I must have been out of it at this time, even though I have a lot of the, like Judge Dredd number 1. I don't think I had Dredd Rules. I'm checking the database now. Dredd Rules. I only have one issue of this, and this was number 14, and I have number 12, and there were 20 issues. So, yeah. The Killers, there's a Judge Dredd statue for $50. It looks pretty cool. Young Death. That looks like Judge Death. Let's see if this exists, The Killers. Killers. Arcana. It's not from 1947 for sure. Arcana had one. It's not that one. Oh, this is Time Killers. I fucking had the wrong series. Time Killers. Wow, that looks cool. I only have issue 2 of that. That's something to strive for. That's 7 issues from Fleetway Quality. See, when I was getting it, it was... what was it? Before Quality, it was Eagle Comics. That's when I was getting Dread. Eagle, and then it went to Quality, and then I think it became Fleetway Quality. And that's when I had tuned it out. Judge Dread Heavy Metal Keyring. Hello Betty Set 1 Portfolio. This Young Death looks cool too. Let's check that out. Young Death. Yeah, that exists. Three-issue series. The covers look amazing. Huh. Judge Death. And of course, 2000 AD, 810 to 812, Red Dwarf Magazine number 10. Forbidden Fruit looks like it was an adult only publisher. Adventures of Roma. That name sounds familiar, by John Workman. Fighting Femme Classics, Misty and the Valkyries, and Sizzler. Friendly Personality Comics. This was your rock and roll famous people. Mickey Mantle had one. Metallica, Nolan Ryan, and Joe DiMaggio. Another Nolan Ryan. Kiss, number 3. Led Zeppelin, number 2. Red Hot Chili Peppers, number 2. Patrick Stewart, trading card edition. Michael Dorn, trading card edition. Marina Sirtis, trading card edition. Michelle Nichols, trading card edition. Majel Barrett, trading card edition. The Original Crew annual. That's Bill Shatner, Takai, all that stuff. Samantha Fox, Shannon Doherty from 90210, Michael Jordan, and from Spoof Comics, Spider Femme, second printing, Spoof Comics X-Babe versus Justice Broads, and Spoof Comics 7, X-Babe Babes versus Justice Broads, and Wolver Broad trading card set. I wonder what these trading card sets are. Genesis West, Last of the Viking Heroes. That one I'm well aware of. These are based on Kirby ideas, but Last of the Viking Heroes. I know I have some of these, if not everything. You have the full run and the summer special, so I own this. Yeah, number 1 signed. I don't own the signed edition. This was for the signed edition from Gladstone Publishing. We had Carl Barks' Library of Donald Duck Christmas Stories in color, full color, 44 pages, $7.50. We had Carl Barks' Library album number 11. Go-Go Publications had Monster Scene Journal. Looked like it was a Fangoria type magazine. Harris Comics. We got Twister number 1 by Huddle and Coeb. The psychological horror takes you on a journey of the darkest extremes of madness and mania. Among those are Hunt Humanity. There is one who stalks the killers themselves, Twister. Ah, so it's like a hack slash. He is obsessed, driven to dispense vigilante justice towards serial killers, and he has no illusions about who or what he has become. Each issue of the series will include Most Wanted. Wow, it sounds like Dexter stole off this comic book. Vampirella number 1. I know I have this. This is by Busick and Small. There's some limited editions. And that's it from Harris. So they had Twister. I'm going to check Twister. It's a 4-issue mini. And see if that exists, because that sounds pretty interesting. Hundle, I remember from Malibu Comics. Only one issue came out of it. And that's it. It says here, one of four. Fascinating. Harvey Comics had Baby Yui. I mean, speak of some of these Harvey characters. Holiday Special, number one. Beetle Bailey, Giant Size, number two. Casper Digest, number three. Casper's Giant Size, number two. Flintstones Big Book, number two. Hot Stuff Holiday Special, number one. The Jetsons Giant Size, number two. And I've recently picked up, I think, the Jetsons Giant Size and the Flintstones Big Book. I'm becoming more into the funny books. We got a Little Dot, number two. Richie Rich Giant Size, Richie Rich Digest, Saved by the Bell, number four. Scooby-Doo Giant Size. Stott Dogs, what is that? Meet Stott Dogs, the meanest and monest honorary bunch of stuntmen that Hollywood has ever assembled. That sounds interesting. Tom and Jerry Holiday Special, I think I picked that one up. Troll Patrol. Woody Woodpecker Holiday Special and Yogi Big Book. So I've picked up a couple of these. I wouldn't mind having them all, to tell you the truth. I don't think this series lived long. It was like trying to reclaim the Harvey glory in the 90s when they really couldn't find themselves to compete against the huge superhero market that was exploding. Head Press magazine. This is a quarterly publication of bizarre culture, deviant conceptions, and cinematic extremes. According to the publishers, this adults-only UK publication goes very well in the UK and Europe. Nudity, sexual situations, and language. Heroic Publishing, we have Flair Adventures and Champions Classics number 6. Flair First Edition number 4, so I do have some Flair comics. Flair versus the Tigress trade paperback. Hero Grab Bag featuring the Champions, Eternity Smith, Captain Thunder, and Marksman. Heroic First Issue Special. Icicle number 4. The Adventures of Chrissy Claus. Lady Arcane. That looks really cool. A League of Champions. She-Bat Special by Derek Gross. And Wind Raven Adventures. That Lady Arcane looks really cool. Let's see if that exists. Lady Arcane. Arc. No. That never came out. Interesting. But I know some of these did come out. The Flares for sure. She-Bat Special, maybe that never came out either. Yeah, it's just the Valeria, and that never came out. So maybe this company collapsed before these issues came out. Let's see if Icicle. Let's see if we could find one of these things. Icicle. That does exist. But not this particular one. This is from 92. Well, this maybe did. So maybe give us a clue. This is 1992. And did they get to issue 4? Yes. So this issue did come out. And I actually see covers for them. So that did happen. So they were still publishing, but some of these titles, I guess, never made it. Hype Comics. Inner City Products, number 1 and 2. Let's see if that ever came out. Inner city. Hey! That exists. And oh, those are the only two issues in existence. That's interesting. So we're almost at Image, and that's where I'll stop and do a whole episode on Image. We have Ianus Publications, Cybersuit graphic novel, Mecha Press, Pop Culture Addicts, Game Pro from IDG, and that's it. We'll pick up with Image Comics next time. So I'll be back with the weekly reads once I've tallied everything. So bear with me. All right. We're going to talk about books from April 29th through May 5th, and movies. So I watched a movie called The Flood. I gave it a 3 out of 5. That was about alligators and a flood. It was on Hulu, I think. It was not a very good one, but it was tolerable. It's about a bunch of convicts that get caught into this flood, and they have to work with the local police. And it's one of those enemy of my enemy is my friend to team up against these killer alligators. It did star Casper Van Dien. I did recognize him from Starship Troopers, much older. We have 4 out of 5s. You Only Live Twice. That was James Bond. That was a Sean Connery, I believe. Diamonds Are Forever, another Sean Connery. Was that a Sean Connery? Or was that a Roger Moore? I don't remember, but I remember liking the villains a lot. Those they had it was really good villains in that one. That would have been Sean Connery, I'm pretty sure. Total of 15 comic books, one Titan, one Rebel, two Marvel, three Kickstarter, one Image, one Greater Mercury, one Floating World, two Eros, one Dynamite, and two Dark Horse. So I read for Geek Brunch another one, so this is the second read, but we have Grips number one, the 3 out of 5. I really like Grips until this volume because it was not really a story, but kind of a summary just to reestablish the character. It was kind of weird, actually, because this is volume two. We have Vampire Asylum number four. I used to like this one a lot more, but this one was just kind of like it didn't really push the needle on the Vampire Asylum, other than the one guy is going back to the vampire asylum where they have the vampires, but it didn't move the story very far, and that's why I gave it a 3 out of 5. The 4 out of 5 is Wolverine 11 and 12. This is right before the death of Wolverine, the conclusion to the Offer, Sabretooth battle as Wolverine seeks help from S.H.I.E.L.D. and others. I like this series. It was a 12-issue series, but it was so weird, I liked it. Yeah. Hospice number one, a woman stripper goes town to town and is bonded with a demon who a cult tries to resurrect in the second town. That was a Kickstarter. Elizabeth Bathory is the filth from Eros. Really well drawn though. Beautiful thing. That's a Kickstarter I don't regret purchasing because it is crazy. And I do enjoy it even though it's off the wall. Nasty. Faust number 14. Really enjoyed this series, but M's constant talking about bringing an end to the creation is driving me nuts. I wish he would shut up for just a little bit. So, I think Faust on the last three or four issues just went off the rails, in my opinion. It should have ended with 12 and not gone to 15. Because there was just a lot of text of M just talking to himself or talking to Faust. Yeah, I've read Sony Empire of the Damned. I really like this one. This is Steve Niles. She wants to drink and gets into a fight with an army and pairs up with a thief to find treasure, but the thief dies. We have Prasmatic. This was a good Kickstarter. I don't know if there'll ever be a second part, but a story of an elemental gods that are phased out, but their human counterparts still exist. Now a woman manifests the powers of all the elements as she fights to get out of a debt from a powered up criminal with one power element, so he doesn't have all of them, and he didn't know that somebody can manifest all the powers of an elemental. We have the 5 out of 5s, the goon, them that don't stay dead. The goon has sex with the hobo woman, who is slaughtered by a young boy who seeks magic to kill the goon. That was fun. I think number 2's been late. I haven't seen it. Savage Sword of Conan, really like this. Leads an army to find gold, teams up with a female engineer just to find out the prince led them to a city of disease and dinosaurs to get his true love that does not love him. Solomon and is with his brother. Solomon Kane tries to protect a kid and his mother from a monster that slaughtered people in a town and the kid's father. So I think this monster killed the kid's father, or is the kid's father. I don't know. We have Rook Exodus, number 1, from Image Comics. Rook is searching for equipment to return to Earth world building as his friend Boar is slaughtered by the guy with the bear helmet. We have Helen of Wyndham. A woman tells a story of her taking a rich, drunk Harris back to her grandfather after her father dies. And then Vengeance for the Living, second read. This is the woman. This is the Alex Delaney book. A woman is haunted by the criminal organization that killed her son and husband. Now she seeks revenge with her sister and her father. That gets us to the next week. The movies watched were Beneath the Planet of the Apes, Tomorrow Never Dies. That was a James Bond, and now I started into the Planet of the Apes. So the previous week had to have Planet of the Apes, because I did rewatch that, and I just forgot to take credit. That was a 5 out of 5 for sure. So let me put that in there, because there's no way I would have watched them out of order. These ones I did watch in order, whereas the Bond movies I didn't. Planet of the Apes. I could give that a 5 out of 5 for the previous week. We had Beneath the Planet of the Apes. This one I had read the comic book before I watched the movie, and it was a crazy movie. Really advanced topics in a sci-fi probably the most sophisticated, not well executed, but conceptually was pretty amazing issue. I gave it 4 out of 5, so I did enjoy it. Tomorrow Never Dies, that was James Bond. That was either Dalton or Remington Steele. I forget what his name is. We then had a total of 38 comics, 1 Valiant, 1 Tokyo Pop, 17 Marvel, 1 Kickstarter, 1 IDW, 10 DC, 3 Archie, 3 Antarctic, and 1 Ablaze. From 3 out of 5, this was a free comic book day. Far Cry, Call of the Herd, Prelude, number 1. That one is just based on a video game about a brother and sister, if I remember correctly, and I couldn't really follow it because I didn't get enough material for somebody that was brand new to the property. If I was in the property, I'd probably liked it more. Avengers Annual 2023. This was Avengers versus X-Men and the Bermuda Triangle to stop Agatha and the Darkhold. Gave it a 3 out of 5. Wasn't the greatest, but did have some interesting concepts. Archie and Friends Christmas Calamity. That was just a fun Archie series. Archie Christmas Special, number 1. I got to read some Archie books, and they just happened to be in the Christmas genre. We'll go to the 4 out of 5s. We had the best of Archie comic ever is the fun issue, Archie Pureheart story, Jughead the Barbarian, and a Betty and Veronica super spy story. Monster High Free Comic Book Day, IDW Monster High was fun. I once bought a doll for my niece based on this. It's actually my current Facebook page, Facebook photo. I might even get this one. I decided not to because I was already getting so many comics, and this was fun in the vein of like Archie with monsters kind of thing and the same kind of drama with relationships and stuff. I was curious, but I guess I wasn't curious enough because I didn't pre-order it. Horror Comics 28 through 30, that was the fun anthology from Antarctic Press. These were really good. Titans Beast World 3 through 6, the Titans have a run-in with the government and Amanda Waller to stop her from killing the spores. And we find out that Dr. Hate is a manifestation of Raven. At the end, they are able to restore Beast Boy, kind of. Miguel O'Hara's Spider-Man 2099 4 and 5, Spider-Man has a run-in with Terror Inc. and Man-Thing 2099. We have Cannibal Free Comic Book Day. A cop arrives in a small town that seems to have families of cannibals. This one I did seek out to try to get a manga from, but I couldn't find volume 1 being solicited. It was like on volume 4. So, and I didn't pursue trying to contact DCBS and say, can you order volume 1 for me? Because it wasn't listed in the catalog. We have Amori, Amateur Cupid, number 1. Her job is to save love. She finds a couple who is always fighting and turns it into a threesome with her in the middle, which breaks a Cupid code of conduct. We have Children of the Vault. I like this one more than I thought I would. I rated number 1 like a 3 out of 5, but then I read 2 through 4. It's Bishop and Cable turning Orchis against the Children of the Vault, as they have a plan to reshape Earth. Big villains that would have affected the whole Marvel universe, but they kind of just kept it in this miniseries, which is very unusual. These Children of the Vault were all over the world, and it should have affected the Avengers, the Fantastic Four, every Marvel book, actually, if you read the premise, but it didn't. Avengers 5 through 13, I like this one. It's growing on me. The Avengers find themselves breaking into teams to stop Ash and Combine, who are attacking major cities. Impossible City becomes an Avenger and is trained by Jarvis when attacked by the Mad Thinker. The Nightmare and Twilight Court have a run-in with the Avengers. Avengers beat them by changing partners because they were evenly matched. Then we have an Avenger attacking Orchis. The Orchis was working with MODOK and 3D Man. That was a really good story. Where you think 3D Man's bad, you're like, what the fuck? And they twist the story around. They attack Impossible City and things look bad when the Sentinels attack because no one is there to defend Impossible City. But 3D Man was planted. And they destroy most of the Sentinels before they take over Impossible City. The way they wrote the 3D Man, it was amazing. Because you think, oh, this guy betrayed all our heroes. But he didn't. He was undercover. And nobody knew about him except for one Avenger. So even the Avengers didn't know that he was undercover. That's crazy. Birds of Prey 3 through 7. The birds have to go to Thermoscara on a secret mission without telling Barbara to rescue Sin. The reason they could not... is that Meridian used her time traveling abilities to determine the most successful outcome of rescuing Sin, and it was as if Barbara went, she would die. Sin does come back, merged with Majeria God, which was trying to possess her. They are now trying to find out who the time traveler is that was trying to stop them. We have Black Manta number 5. Devil Ray starts his revenge against Aquaman, and Black Manta was an excellent issue. We have a Free Comic Book Day 2024, The Valiants. That was the one, that's a 5 out of 5. The one that I must have as a Free Comic Book Day. It was a huge crater near the Capitol and has General Jamie Capshaw trying to recruit the Valiants. She finds Ninjak alive and recruits him. The next story is Ninjak having an encounter with Roku. We have Punisher 99 through 102. This is the first long ongoing series that I just purchased these last few issues because they were expensive, and I finally decided to finish the run. Micro has captured Frank and keeping him locked in his old house, revisiting memories of his family. Meanwhile, he is posing as Linus for a new Punisher, Cece, who is going after the Mafia Queen, who has been targeted by another crime family. Frank has a new Micro, kind of, Mouse and Pony Girl. Micro sends Cece to check on Frank, and he is captured. The Mafia Queen hires Bullseye to kill the other crime family and the Punisher. Cece manages to get the upper hand on Frank with Micro's help. Pony Girl and Mouse find out where Frank is captured, and Mouse gets electrocuted. The meeting between Rosal Calbon and Don Vito happens, and Bullseye kills all his men and is about to kill Don Vito. Cece teams up with Phalanx, gas station mechanic, and breaks in to kill Calbon. Really good series. I'm amazed. I finally finished the run. I'm very happy about that. So that wraps up the comic books for April 29th through 5/12 of 2024. And the 5 out of 5s again were Free Comic Book Day, The Valiants, number 1, Punisher, Volume 2, first ongoing, number 99 through 102. I think it ends on 104. And The Goon, Them That Don't Stay Dead, Savage Sword of Conan, number 1, Rook Exodus from Image Comics, Helen of Windhorn, number 1, from Dark Horse, Vengeance is for the Living, from, what was that company? Floating World. So thank you for listening. Again, you can contact me at mike@comicbooknoise.com. The website is DCNoisePodcast.com, because we've moved from Geek Brunch over to DC Noise, and everything seems to be working over there, and we're not having as much problems, and it'll consolidate things, so things will be cheaper. And now that we're not doing a DC podcast on the regular, it makes sense to consolidate as well. So I want to thank you for listening. Again, send me questions to Mike Myers Brunch on X/Twitter or on Blue Sky, same thing, Mike Myers Brunch. And email is mike@comicbooknoise.com. Again, please go to any of your podcatchers and change Geek Brunch to DC Noise Podcast so you can subscribe to all the episode threads there. Please contact me at my handles to let me know if you're having problems, and I will help you. But that should get you going. I will talk to you soon. And thanks for listening, and keep reading comics and enjoying them. So we'll talk to you soon. Bye.